Blog Talk Radio.
It is. That means it's 2 p.m. on Tuesday, and it's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right, I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady. And as usual, if this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual, freaky good time. This show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. Check us out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Tonight, I've got the oh-so-sexy and beautiful Miss Cleo calling in to answer a few of my questions. And, you know, I'm going to put her on this V-spot. You know, wow, tonight I'm happy. I'm a little hype, but I'm happy as hell. I just want to let everybody know. I got a big announcement for you guys. Are you guys ready? Guess what? It is 3 weeks to Exotica, New Jersey. So, what I'm doing for all my fans, well, a little something, something. For everyone who gets that limited edition, who is V 2013 calendar? That's right, you got to get the calendar. But guess what the catch is? If you buy the calendar, once a week for the next 3 weeks, I'll be giving out one VIP pass to the final Exotica of the year. That's right. Every week, starting next Tuesday, the 17th, I'll be announcing the winner on the air, which means if you want me to call you, now get this, if you want me to give you a phone call because you bought that calendar and you won, put your number in there. All you got to do when you buy the calendar in the comments section is put Exotica 2013 contest and your name, address, and a phone number where I can contact you. This VIP pass will only be good for one-day admission, which is regularly retail value at $69.99. But you get to see some of the hottest and the most beautiful, sexy people in the adult industry. And this is the final Exotica of the year, so you know it's going to be really hot. Plus, I will be broadcasting live. You know, I've got a lot going on in New Jersey. I'll be broadcasting live at booth 441. That's right. I will be in my booth this year. And Friday night, I will be teaching you how to buy the best, the most sexual sex toy around. So, with that, I want you to know, come check me out because I'm doing that seminar right now. How to buy the perfect toy. So I'm going to have fun in New Jersey. But if you do win, remember, you cannot turn this in for cash. You got to get the VIP pass. It does not get you to, if you're not in Edison, I can't get you to Edison. What I can do is get you into Exotica. So you got to get your own way to Edison. But it's going to be fun. And tonight's show topic is watching porn while having sex. How many of you watch porn while having sex? Yeah, I said it, because I know that it's a crazy question, and I want to hear what you guys think about that, because it's something that came up, and I was like, let me talk about that, because, again, me watching Sex and the City again brought that shit to the forefront. But for those of you who really want to stay on top of everything that's going on with me, and I mean everything, all you got to do is, if you got any questions, send your questions to Ask Miss V. That's ASKMSV at thetoylady.com, and I'll answer your questions on the air or via Twitter or email. That's right, you can post your questions and I'll get them right on out there to you. But if you want to see what I'm doing, follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady, MSV. That's SVDATOYLADY. And make sure you like our Facebook page, which is V's After Dark Pleasure Products. This week, I'm doing another live toy demo, and this one is the 10 Function Mystic Wand. This got three heads to it. I'm using a dolphin head this week. Y'all hear that? I'm going to have fun. But it's $45. So for those of you who've never listened to the show, sit back, listen, and if you want to, you can call and listen to the show. Remember that number to call in is 646-716-8041. And at 9:30, I've got the beautiful and the sexy and big ass. Oh, yes, she has a ass. Miss Cleo calling in, and I'm going to have fun with her. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. But also, the other thing, oh, my God, I got next week something real special for you guys. I will be talking to the owner of Simply Silk Lubricant. Oh, yeah, we're going to have fun next week. See, he's never been on my show before, but, you know, they got this lube they want me to try. This lube is supposed to be good for everything. So I'm going to have fun with it. But I get to ask him some questions because we met a couple of years ago or last year in Chicago. Well, I didn't meet the owner, but I got a chance to meet one of the representatives. And they contacted me, and I really like their approach. So it looks like we're going to be using some of their products. But I got to give a shout-out to my chat room. I've got a guest in there. And I've got Joseph, and yes, Joseph, I'm going to miss you for the next week, but I definitely want to say hey to Don Calypso, because you've been missing in action, baby, but you've been throwing the hell out the show, so I want to say what's up to everyone in the chat room, and I need my chat room to participate tonight, because I want to know your opinions on this question. Do you watch porn while having sex? And if you do, how does it affect you? And what do you think about people who watch porn while having sex? That's right, my crazy ass has been watching Sex in the City again. And I, you know, the episode where, what's the redhead's name? Miranda. The guy she was with couldn't fuck her unless he was watching porn. So, what do you guys think of watching porn while having sex? Because I think that, first of all, I think this shit is personally okay. I ain't going to lie to you. It don't faze me at all. I think it's cool as hell, especially, but that's if both of you are okay with it. You know, I'm going to say if you're okay with it, because some women, I don't know about men, but some women are intimidated by porn. I've been talking, and some people just think porn is disgusting. I'm not one of them. Shit, I've learned some of my best moves by watching porn. Hell. But what do you guys think? And, oh, can the chat room hear me? Because I know either last week or week before last, we had some technical difficulties and the chat room couldn't hear me. So can I get someone to shoot me a, hey, what's up, bitch? Yeah, we hear you. Go to hell. You know, let me know what's going on if you guys can hear me. But, wow, I got Miss Cleo coming on, and I'm going to have fun. You know, I need to know, you know, shit, I'm having, this week, I'm hyper this week. I'm down to my 6-week stretch. For everybody who knows, I'm out there training, debating if I want to train for the next couple of days. I don't know where most of you are in the country, but the city of Detroit has turned into fucking official hell. And when I say officially hell, if there is a way to say hotter than hell, then you need to come to the city of Detroit. It's fucking September 10th. Why the fuck is it 95 degrees here? So for those of you who hear background noises, what you hear is a damn air conditioner blowing dead on my ass, because I'm making sure that I'm cool during this show. But we got another day of it being hot as hell here, so I'm like, shit, bitch don't know she going to go out there running. But, hey, a couple of days not running ain't going to kill me. We're 6 weeks out and definitely going to be doing it. Oh, you guys, I got to put this out there. For everyone who's listening, I have been nominated for Miss Rated X Energy Drink 2014. And I need you guys to go. If you follow me or see me on Facebook or you want the link, make sure you guys vote for me. Vote for me for Miss Rated X 2014. Because that's a whole year on the can, a photo shoot, a few other things that people don't know about. But I want that can. Don Calypso, tonight's topic is, do you have sex while watching porn, and what do you think about it? So, I think watching porn while having sex is cool. For anybody who's listening to the show, because I know I've got somebody listening on there, I think that's Don Calypso that's actually listening to me through his phone, but I can't tell because I don't know everybody's phone number by heart. But if you're listening through the phone and you say, why is she pausing and why is she answering questions, that's because I have my chat room up. Remember, you guys, you can always go to the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/ Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And all you have to do to go into the chat room, if you want to listen to the chat room and you don't want to sign up for a subscription, you are more than welcome to do it. I tell everybody, make sure that when you come on to join the discussion, because we have a lot of hot things going on in there, you know, it's free. You know, if you don't want to get emails from people, you can always do that. So that's one of the things that, you know, I tell everybody, you know, this is something that you could do. And I want to welcome all the guests, because I know that every week we get a little bit more guests. But for those of you who don't know, October 4th, you know, because I know people are a little bit late coming onto the show, so I'm going to make a few announcements again, because we got about 13 minutes before Miss Cleo comes on. But I will be doing doing the seminar at Exotica Edison. I will be doing how to pick the perfect toy. So that will be the first night of the show. Ladies Night Free. Ladies, this is your night to come. Learn how to pick out your perfect toy. I will be actually at Exotica in my booth, 441. I got it today. And I'm going to be broadcasting live. And you got anybody who listened to me when I was in Atlantic City, you guys know I have fun. We've got our feed set up, so we're going to actually have someone going around to the booths, and they're going to be talking to us. And we're going to have fun. New Jersey is the final one for this year. I'm really hyped about doing two. This will be the first time that I've done two Exoticas in 1 year, so the Garden State was very, very nice to me in April, and I think they will be nice to me in October, and we're going to have so much fun. At Teta Beauty will be there again, you know. Hopefully, you know, we've been practicing, we've been training for that run, so we're trying to be a little bit more slim, you know. You guys know how curvy we are, but we're going to be there, and we're going to be acting up. And for those of you who heard my show, you know, I want to try to coax it to have a live guest here with me with the show, because I had fun a few weeks ago. I don't know if you guys heard that show, but ain't nothing like getting your pussy ate while you're interviewing somebody, especially when you're interviewing a soul artist. I had fun. So for anybody who does not know, ain't nothing like getting the pussy ate while you are doing your show. What do you mean, get the fuck out of here, Don Calypso? So I had fun on that show a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, it's always nice, you know. No, I'm not going to lose my ass, sweetie. My ass, well, I have a hell of a trainer. She has been, great to me. I mean, this has been my trainer for more than 3 years, and my trainer really helps me stay in shape, especially when it comes down to keeping my butt in order. She jokes with me because I'm always telling her I can't afford to lose my ass, and she's like, wow. I was like, that's my money maker. So she's like, she laughs at me. She's like, but you don't do porn. I was like, yeah, I don't do porn, but you know, motherfuckers love my ass. So she keeps it in shape for me down in Calypso. So that's the one thing she does. She keeps me with my squats, and now that I think they said I get my clearance, I think when I talk to my physical therapist, I will have clearance, I think, in another month or so. So I'll actually be able to go back weightlifting. So, wow. For everybody who's calling in, if you're, because I see I got callers, I got everything. For those of you who called in, if you ever want to talk to me, because this is a discussion. I don't really do, per se, interviews, but I have discussions. So even when Miss Cleo come on, I don't do the typical interview, even though I got a few questions I'm going to ask her. Overall, you know, we have a discussion, but for anybody who wants to chime in on the conversation, all you got to do is press the number 1, and it will let me know that you want to speak to me, and definitely I do respond. I want to tell everybody, remember, you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. No, I need the clearance for weightlifting, not a government clearance. But maybe they do give those. I don't know. Maybe someone need to check. Do they give clearances for having big asses in the government? I don't know. Somebody check that out for me. Hey, you never know. And that's what I love about my chat room, because they keep me on my toes. You know, I see everything out there. The anal toy demo, I'm going to wait until after I finish the seminars. After the month of October, for everybody who knows that Don Calypso is one of my followers and one of my fans, and he's been asking for an anal toy demo. The anal toy demo, since I've got seminars going on the month of October and Exotica, and I've had some few personal issues going on. Once I finish with my marathon and my seminars and a few other things, little projects that you guys, I was going to surprise you guys with my toy line. It's going to be a little bit later coming on, but it will be out before the end of the year. And that's one of the toys I think when I do the toy demo, I want to do that anal toy then, because I've been looking at a nice anal toy for that demo. So that's one of the toys that I'm talking to the people who are doing my toy line about. So that's when I would do it. So no, Don Calypso, I have not forgot you. It's just one, you know, as they say, that's one of those special treats I have to give you guys. Maybe I'll give you guys for Christmas an anal toy demo. Because I think that I'm going to take a couple of weeks off in December. And before I do that little break, maybe I'll do it. But That's why I'm talking to the lube guy. Because this lube is supposed to be good for everything. So I'm going to have fun. That's why I'm loving this. But for you guys who don't know, how many of you guys know about Miss Cleo? This, you know, she is sexy as hell. I got a chance to go. I watched a couple of her scenes. You know, I always like to know what my guests are doing. And, I mean, she got it going on. And she got a big clit, too. So I had to check out the stuff that was going on with Miss Cleo. And I was like, damn. But, wow. I'm, like, lost because Don Calypso done fucking threw me off with the anal shit, as usual. I've been missing you up in there, sweetie. You know, you ain't been saying shit. I guess, you know, that new job. Ooh, the new job got you going. But, wow. I really, okay, again, back to tonight's topic. Watching porn while having sex. Come on now. I know you guys got to have an opinion. Or do I need to go back to last week's topic of talking dirty while having sex? Because I didn't like, you know, I'm cool with talking dirty. But I like watching porn better. Because have you ever, Okay, you guys, have you ever put your woman in doggy style and put her towards the TV and they be fucking doggy style while y'all doing it? I don't know about y'all, but I'll look up, I'll be like, damn. Okay, can we do that one? I'll be taking pointers from the fucking screen. So, I don't know about nobody else, but it's like, if you're watching, I ain't talking about the noise, because the sound, I can't get into the sound while I'm watching it. But if while I'm having sex, but if I look up and I'm like, wow, especially if you got some girl-on-girl action. So, I would say, watching porn while you're having sex, as long as it's not some straight up, you know, I don't really do the other stuff, but if it's girl on girl, I can't watch guy on guy. But if it's girl on girl or MFM or MFF, then I'm cool. I can handle that. I really don't get into some of the other stuff. But I want to look at this. You guys know I was talking to Mr. Stick last week, and I got a... this damn toilet training shit, I need to go watch that. I got to go watch that video, because when she's talking about shitting on somebody and really humiliating them, she made me want to go watch that. I still haven't gotten around to it because I'm trying to picture, you know, how the fuck this might be a human toilet. That shit had me going. But, you know, I got like 8 minutes before... Cleo, come on, but I'm going to play a little something for y'all, because my energy drink is going, so I'm having so much fun. But it's only going to be a minute. I want you guys to listen to this, because I think this is, like, perfect for everything I'm talking about. So, guys, sit back. I'll be back in a few minutes, and have fun.
Fuck you, better. I'm
Oh my God, I love the way that song ends, saying I can fuck you better. Oh, okay, that was my little imitation. But okay, so Don Calypso, I mute everything. I don't care who's in it. If I'm fucking while watching porn, I mute it. I just can't handle the sound effects because the sound effects just ain't what I'm going through. So I will tell you that. Especially, I mean, because I got my own sound effects shit. You know, plus that kind of distracting because you look up and you be like, that ain't going with what they doing. Because you know sometimes they do voiceovers. So, and I found that out from a few people I know that sometimes what you're hearing, especially if the recording didn't go quite right, okay, I don't even want to try to watch no German porn. I can imagine. But definitely, you know, I always have to make these announcements because I'm going to have fun and I have to get everything done. I can't wait until like next week. And then for anybody who knows who Buck Angel is, I'm trying to get Buck Angel on the show, and I think that's going to be fun. I think I'm going to have Buck Angel after I come back from Exotica. And, you know, I've done Wendy Williams, A Chick with a Dick, but Buck Angel is a dude with a pussy. So I'm going, you know what, y'all, you guys know I don't discriminate, and I think Wendy Williams is sexy as hell. You know, when you look at her, she is so cool. And she's one of the coolest people. Hopefully she'll be in Edison so me and her could really chat in person because that's a cool-ass bitch. But Buck Angel, when she told me about him and I looked, and then I went and looked at a film because I had to find out who Buck Angel was. And I was like, damn, this dude is, I was like, oh, shit, he looks good. And then I found out he had a pussy. I was like, damn. I mean, straight up. I mean, tats, muscles. Okay, some of you guys who've been letting yourself go, look at Buck Angel. That motherfucker is buff. And, you know, I ain't gonna lie. The only thing that got me was when I was like, damn, he got a pussy. So, but I'm trying to get him on the show. So that's one of my people I'm trying to get on. You know, we're coming to the end of the year, so it's really hard to book people because a lot of us are preparing for, there's a lot of shit going on like in the next few weeks. The sex toy awards, I think, are going on. I got the invite to that. I think that's right after I get back from Exotica. If anybody wants to pay for me to go out there, you guys are more than welcome. Send your girl a ticket. It's in LA. I would love to be there. They sent me asking me to RSVP. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. Odds right now looks like I won't be able to because it's right after I come back. And then Detroit, for all my Detroit listeners. Okay, this is a treat for you guys. If you guys are in Michigan or Ohio, this is what I want you guys to do. I want you guys to really listen closely for the next few weeks because my seminar series, I think I'm going to end at home this year. And we're just waiting on some little finalization, but let me give you a hint of what the seminar will be. This seminar, the headliner seminar, you guys ready for this? Will be how to have a threesome without a third person. That's right. I'm going to tell y'all how to have a threesome without a third person at this seminar. And I guarantee you that you will walk out of this seminar saying, damn, I'm not telling nobody how to do it. So don't ask me. You got to come to the seminar. But if you are in Michigan, watch my Twitter page. Watch my PR person, you know, we're trying to get it set up. It looks like before the end of the year, that will be a seminar. It will be, looks like I'm going to be here in Detroit, which means I'm going to have a lot of fun, which means I'll be mingling with a whole lot of guests. I won't be trying to rush to get a plane out, hopefully, you know, but I got so many people asking me. I had a few people ask me, how do you have a threesome without a third person? And I was like, y'all got to come to the seminar. So I'm going to have fun with that. So I want you guys to read this for that. But the big thing, 3 weeks, Exotica, Edison, New Jersey. Oh, my God, you guys have got to come. like I said, I'm going to be telling ladies, come, and guys, I'm going to tell you how to pick the perfect sex toy. And because my guest next week coincides with Exotica, the owner of Simply Slick Lube. This shit is supposed to be the bomb. I'm going to have fun with this lube. You guys know I don't, y'all don't hear me talk about my lube. Y'all hear me talk about my toys there, but y'all very seldom hear me talk about lube. Oh, shit. I can't wait till I get my hands on this fucking lube. But without further ado, because I know what this is, I got a surprise for you guys. So I want to let you know to sit back, listen, and put your hands together for tonight's guest. Hey, you're on the air with Miss V. How you doing?
What's going on, Miss V?
I'm all right. How you doing, sweetie? For everybody who don't know who you are, let everybody know who you are, baby.
What's going on, Detroit? This is Miss Cleo, Triple X Star. How y'all doing out there?
And tell them a little bit about yourself. Like, I know most of my listeners probably know you, but let's say we got somebody who don't know. Let them know about you.
Well, I started doing porn in 2004. I'm known as the Big Booty of the South, or the Ass Clapper of the South. Still going strong. Still doing my thing. Still doing dances. Still doing features. Still doing movies. I'm still a hot topic out there. MILF
at its best. There you are. Well, you know, I jump right into my shit. Now, I had seen a couple of years ago, I saw a couple of your movies, and I always like to read up or find out about my guests. You are a hard woman to find because there's two Miss Cleos. Actually, it's a couple of Miss Cleos, and I was like, that's not Miss Cleo? So I had to find you, but when I found you, oh, my God, I'm jealous. How the fuck do you fuck your man's bitch on the dining room, on the kitchen counter, because she showed up at the house? Okay, if y'all don't know, you got to tell them what movie I'm talking about, because I saw that shit.
I knew
like,
you. Well, I knew you was going. I knew you was going to come up with that one. That was kind of funny. They threw that in at last minute thing. Evasive Angels. That was my first actually dildo scene. I think I pulled it off quite well. But, I mean, I figured, shoot, I might as well sample the goods if he's sampling the goods. You know what I mean?
Because normally I don't, like, go back and rewatch a movie. I was like, damn, first of all, the bitch was bold to come knock on the door. And then you're like, well, shit, you look hot. Let me get some of that. I'm like, damn, did she just fuck her man's bitch?
Quiet as it's kept, Miss V. I do that in real life.
Well, you know, we just having a conversation, girl talk, you know.
Right,
ain't nobody listening, but a few thousand.
Yeah.
We keep it between the girls.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got some questions for you. And I ain't going to say I got some questions. I'm just a little, you know, I'm nosy. I ain't going to lie. I'm like the nosy bitch out here. What made you, because, you know, I did find one of your bios, because you keep your age hid very well. Pretty much, I'm serious. Most of the people in the industry, I can put their name in, and I can find a bio on them. And I can get some information that they don't normally get. I was like, how the hell can I not get no information? But I found some. I dig. I'm a real good detective. You know, me and you like in that, me and you kind of close to the same age, but you know, what made a sister like you get into it? Because I was like, damn, you know, I could do some shit behind the scenes, but I couldn't, you know, be bold.
Well,
especially
kind
being
of,
sexy. I mean, sexy and bold. I mean, hell.
I always wanted to be in the business. And I always have been the type of person, if I see something, I like it, I go for it. I'm just that open type person. So after I did my Blacktail shoot in 2004, companies started coming at me, and the first company to come at me was West Coast Productions, and they happened to have my favorite porn star there with them, and I did my first film with Byron Long.
Oh, excuse me.
Don't choke now, girl. Don't choke.
Oh, no. You know what? Between thinking and I'm sitting here because I'm actually hot. I'm trying to get cool.
After that, it just took off for me. I mean, it seemed like it was something that was natural for me. I talked to my family first, you know, and tried to see how they felt about me getting in the business. And my grandmother was gung-ho about it.
You know what?
My grandmother was gung-ho about it.
You never would think, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but when I told my grandmother I was going to start selling toys, you would have thought that I told her that I had hit the lottery. She's like, baby, if you like doing it, go for it. I was like, what?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You don't expect your grandparents to be like that. Those are the ones when you say, okay, I know that I'm not going to get this right response. Let me brace myself. But it seemed that the grandparents are the ones who, you know, be like, hey, go for it.
Yeah, and she's still living now, and she still watches my work and critiques my work and all that good stuff. So once I got into it, she does critique my work now. So I guess it does really run in the family. So after that, this business just took off for me. I enjoy what I do. I love meeting new people. I'm sexy, and as long as I stay sexy, I'm going to keep working.
Well, I got a question for you, and this is one of those where I'm sure the people probably don't think about it, but being in the industry, who is, like, one of your favorite people to work with? Because, like I said, I got a chance to see your scenes, and, you know, I always like to know, who is the one person, like, I know you work with, I think I saw Luscious Lewis, and I was like, damn, two big asses.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I saw more ass than anything. I was like, damn, ass and pussy. Plus, you got a big-ass fucking clit. So...
V, you are wild, man. I don't know. Are you asking from the aspect of girls or guys?
The aspect of both. You know, who is like the one person that you love working with the most?
I think as far as guy wise, I would say J Strokes. Anyway, we ain't even gonna go there.
Got memories going.
Keeps it wet. And girl-wise, I don't know. You know, I've worked with a lot of good girls, Cherokee, Pinky, Beauty, all them. So it's just a mixture of all the differences that I like. So I like a variety when it comes to the females working with.
What was your most favorite scene that you did?
The pool scene with me and Byron Long.
Wow.
I think only because we weren't supposed to be filming that day, and we were just there because we were rides for the other people that we brought there, and I guess their scene was boring, and the cameraman ended up in there with us, and we ended up doing a really, really hot scene, and that scene is still being talked about.
You know what? Have your people send me the link to that one. I got to see that. Shit.
I got you.
Them impromptu ones are like the best ones.
Yeah,
but,
it really helps when you vibe with people. I'm a people person, so even when I did, what was that, Mean Greens and Collard Greens, the orgy round, brown and round orgy world, it was a lot of girls in there that I didn't know, but once we got to talking and mingling around, I'm a people person, everybody loosened up. It was really fun.
See, I don't know if you remember when me and you met in Vegas.
Yes, I do, ma'am.
You know, because I was
still
like,
got,
you know.
Still got your cards, too, thank you.
Ooh. I can't, women, which card was that? I didn't switch cards.
You owe me toys, too. I ain't forgot.
I got you.
You owe me toys.
I will be back
and
in
I
Vegas
love
and
toys.
Get too. I'll be back in Vegas again. I got my line coming out, too.
I heard. I heard you're doing pretty good with that.
I'm having so much fun. You never thought
that. Well, we're going to have to get together and do a little party hosting type thing.
Oh, yeah. You would never thought the person that they said a few years ago looked like somebody's mother. And if you're listening, yeah, I'm not going to call you by name, but you know who called me. She know who called me, homie. I'll get my ass kicked probably in New Jersey for that comment. But I remember when I was told, but you look like somebody's mom. And then they saw me at a party like, damn.
And yeah, but then they look at me and I am somebody's mama. And it's not really the looks. It's not really the looks.
But that's how I had that homie look, you know, that innocent.
Yeah, but said homie girls get it too. What you talking about?
Well, I switched up. But you know what, Ken, do you mind taking a question? Because I got a caller who's probably mad at me because they've been on hold for a minute. Normally I take my callers immediately, but I had to get my questions in. You guys just really got questions for her tonight. So y'all trying to take up some of my time. Okay, come on. I love switchboards. Hey, you're on the air with Miss V and Miss Cleo. What's your question, sweetie? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, hi. You're on the air with Miss V and Miss Cleo. What's your question?
Hey there, Miss V. Good to hear you again. My question is...
Hello, Harry.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? My question is for both of you, even though you may have talked about this a while back with India, Ms. V. This is, do you think there should be condoms in porn movies?
That's a hard question. Yes, I do, on the health aspect and on the aspect of a female being in the industry, being that so many things are slipping through the cracks. But as a person that markets my movies, most people don't want to see condoms, so it's just like a 50-50 thing there.
And you know what, my opinion on that, Joseph, is that, you know, I'm not in the industry, but from the aspect, just like Ms. Cleo, from the health aspect, I say yes. From the aspect of the general consumer, I really think it's up to the individual. And I will say, I don't think it should be mandatory. I think it should be up to the individual actor or actress. You know, if a person says, has in their contract, I won't do a scene unless you have a condom, then that should be the option. But I don't think that someone should come out and say they have to use condoms, because there are some people who are willing to take that chance. And the industry, up until this year, and I'm going to go one step further, the industry overall is still one of the safest industries. It's safer to be in the adult industry than it is to go fuck the person on the street. And I'm going to say
it
that from the aspect. That they
it
get tested. It's mandatory testing in the adult industry. They self-regulate. So when you have people come in from the outside trying to regulate what they've been doing, they've gone all these years, and we're not talking about 4 or 5 years. They've gone longer than I've been on this earth regulating themselves and making sure they've been safe. So from that aspect, and I'm going to say this, and I'm sure I'll get a lot of flack, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to keep it real because y'all know how I am. My personal opinion is y'all stay the fuck up out the adult industry and let them do what they've been doing, because they've been doing their shit very well. We didn't start having some of these problems until California decided they want to put their fucking nose up in the damn adult industry business and start saying what they think is right and what they think is wrong. Who the fuck are you to tell somebody what's right? Because if that's the case, then you mandate every single motherfucker who has sex out here, starting with the fucking 5-year-old, because we know they fucking. And you mandate that they have a damn condom, and you tell their mama and daddy, when your child is born, go buy a case of motherfucking condoms if you're going to do that. If you want to get up in somebody's business, then you start mandating everybody wear fucking condoms. And I'm sorry, but I'm keeping it real like that. Stay the fuck up out of shit that ain't none of your business.
No, you're right, because I have people come up to me and you want to say things, oh, bitch, you nasty, and this, that, this, and the other. But let me tell you something. I've probably been tested more than the regular average individual on the street.
So, Joseph,
you know what I mean?
I'm sorry, did that answer your question?
I get tested every 30 days. And in between that 30 days, I go to the clinic in between them 2 weeks just to make sure. You know what I'm saying? So I'm more tested probably than the president.
I understand. Continue keeping it real. And my last question is for Ms. Cleo herself. Have there been any DVDs that you've been in where he performed a striptease? I'm just asking because one of the DVDs I have is Danny Ash's Ebony Bombshells.
Yeah, I've done a couple of with Ebony Bombshells. I've also done with four girls striptease. I've also did one with, I do believe, oh God, Bootylicious or something like that. So I have a couple of films that start out with the striptease. Yeah, I do.
I hope you continue doing what you're doing until you decide to retire.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night, honey.
You have a good night, too. And you have a good night, too, Ms. V.
Okay, thank you, Joseph, because I know that you'll be listening
you're
to the
welcome.
Archives.
I don't know.
Oh. I'm sorry, Joseph, did you have anything else to say?
Thank you for bringing Ms. Cleo on the show, and I hope you have more beautiful, hot, ebony bombshells on your show like Ms. Sierra, because I would like to hear her voice as well.
Contact Sierra, tell her to bring her ass on my show. You know I don't discriminate. What's her Twitter? Tweet me. Joseph, you on my Twitter timeline. Tweet me her Twitter. I'll be on that shit.
I will make sure.
Okay.
Her Twitter is at Naturally Sierra.
Just tweet it to me, sweetie, and you know I'll get on it. But I want to thank you for calling in because I got to say, I know Ms. Cleo on the tongue tied to my
timeline, baby.
So, thank you. Joseph.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. I got one question for you.
Yes,
and, you know, this is girl talk. You know,
right.
You got a signature outfit that you wear. And I notice, you know, everybody got that one thing that they wear that people may not notice. What's up with you and these damn fishnet stock? Do you have stock in the fishnet stocking company? Because
I know. You know what? And everybody asked me that. I do have a few films earlier on that I don't wear the fishnets. But after seeing me on film, and it's just my thing, I like stockings, and I like how they look on ladies, and I like how they look on pictures and on movies, and that just became my signature look, and then motherfucking bitches just start stealing my shit. But then, anyway, we ain't gonna talk about that. But I just think that a woman that comes in sexy lingerie with sexy stockings is more than just a sex object. You know what I'm saying? I think she's a classy, sexy, behind the scenes housewife or behind the scenes girlfriend that really wants to turn her man on. And that's my whole portrayal of being in this industry. You know, we are fantasies to people, and that's what I like.
That's not looked at. I was like, damn.
Girl,
like,
and I need to have stock in the stocking company because I go through a lot with these big old thighs.
And I was going to say, I looked out, I was like, damn, I thought I had a lot of fishnets. I had to go through, I was like, damn, she got more fishnets than I got, and I ain't wore them in years.
Every color in the rainbow.
I noticed. It was like, I didn't look at them, I'm like, there she go.
It's like vintage. I just love it. I think it's
so
much class here and so much sexy.
But they are sexy. A woman who wears stockings. I quit wearing them because, you know what, this is from big girl to big girl, and I'm talking about thighs-wise.
How they not roll down?
Yeah, because I ain't going to lie to you. I quit wearing them for the simple fact that as I got a certain age and my thighs got a little bigger, them bitches decided they ain't want to stay up. Ain't nothing like walking somewhere and you got
to
pull them back up.
You have to go to specialty stores like Victoria's Secret or Frederick's is a real good one that carries anywhere from 1X to 4X, sometimes 5X sizes you can order.
I got some Frederick's stuff. Maybe I just haven't been wearing them lately. I got Frederick's. Wait a minute. Shout
yeah,
out to
those are the only ones. I've got really big thighs, and even though I've got no waist, I got big butt and big old thighs, so I have to be in like 2 and 3 X's, and those are the only places that sell them that are comfortable enough. Don't cut my circulation off.
And they don't come down. See, my biggest thing is them coming down, because I'll be like, oh. Fuck.
Yeah, they don't roll down. They sell them with the little plastic grips on them.
Okay. And I got some of them. Like I said, you know, I had to ask, you know. Like I said, it's a girl conversation. I ain't got no shame in my game. I ask the question motherfuckers gonna ask. Oh, my God. You know, and I'm, like I said, I know you're on the timeline, but you know I sell toys. So what is your favorite toy that you like to use or that you like to watch people use?
Well, I carry my pocket bullet in my pocketbook. So she goes everywhere with me.
She says she got a pocket.
Girl, I'll be on the plane having a good time with my freaking fly miles.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So my bullet is my favorite. I like the butterfly. And I like the rabbit. Those are my three favorites.
I'm gonna get you a new favorite.
You're gonna be in New Jersey. Girl, hit me up on something.
That might be true. Okay, I'll get you a new favorite. Because my favorite one is my dolphin.
Now, I heard about the dolphins.
I love my dolphin.
One of my girlfriends told me about the dolphins.
That bitch will make your fucking clit swell up. You be sitting there. Oh, and you know what, my Hitachi. I scored it for the first time on my Hitachi a few weeks ago. I tell everybody, this shit is still catching me off guard. I know people say, did this bitch say she scored? Yes, I did, because Hitachi got the attachment.
Hitachi makes a damn vibrator?
They got, girl, what if, you know what, shit, now you're going to make me really go off, because, see, you don't sound like a person to trust like that, because, see, my, Lord, Hitachi got even attachments. And I put the attachment on my Hitachi, and I was using it because I do a lot of toy demo at the end of my show. So I had to make sure that I was using it right. And I'm sitting there, and I'm laying on my bed, and I'm going at it. And I was like, oh, fuck, I just squirted. I was like, oh, shit, where the fuck is this motherfucker? I had to get this shit up. You know, I'm like, damn. I was like, oh, let me pour this away. I was like, a damn fucking squirted all over the goddamn.
Don't make me replace my man with this dolphin now.
the dolphin, that shit. I've been sitting there. I tell him, no toy will replace a man, because I like my pussy ate too much. I like the feel of a motherfucker sucking my clit like I suck his dick, get it in his lip.
I'm sorry. I'm with you on that now. I love my toys, but I love my nigga too. I got to have them. Where they at?
But you know what? I had more fun in the threesome. I'm going to get in trouble with that shit. I love watching my man fuck another bitch. I do. I love watching him fuck another bitch, and then We're going to have to get together. You know what I do? I use women like toys. People laugh at me. I tell them, that's why I'm able to talk about threesomes and shit, because I tell them, I don't look at another female. Like, some people are threatened, and I tell people, because this is just girl talk, but I tell everybody, ladies, if you listen, if you don't get threatened when your man asks for a threesome, you look at that female like she's a toy. So you put her back in the box, and you find you another toy the next week. So I look at females as toys. So I'll go on a site and I'll find a chick. She don't know I sell toys, though. I don't tell nobody what I do, because then next thing you know, I'll be on the damn blogs, TMZ. Miss fucking Vita Toy Lady got a bitch, you know? Don't nobody know who I am, but TMZ and know my ass after that. But, no, I use women as toys. Because, see, I'll watch him fuck her, and I'll get up on him, I'll start sucking on her clit, make that bitch come. I do crazy shit. I tell everybody, if I was a porn star, I'd be the bitch who they'd be like, the clit sucker. I just had to do it. I'd be telling baby, fuck her this way. And then I'd be like, fuck her while she eating me. I do all kind of shit. I live out my fantasies. But I got another caller, so let me let them ask this question before everybody know my damn business. They'd be like, damn, bitch, we know what you do. We don't need to watch
you. You little nasty little thing, huh?
You know what? Nasty is what people do who are ashamed of it. I have no shame in what I do.
But you know what? I like it when people call me nasty. I like it when people call me nasty, because you're damn right, I am.
You know what I tell them? I'm a freak.
Because
I eat the fuck out of damn pussy. I will eat a pussy while my man is fucking me, and then I will turn around and have her suck his dick. And that's just what I do. Be like,
oh,
baby, can you bang me while I'm doing her? I be telling him, if anybody ever do my text records, I'm going to be in trouble because they'll be like, damn, did she say that? What position did she describe to him?
Well, they ought to listen to the archives so they'll know.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord. They ain't hear that. We want to talk about him eating my pussy on the air a few weeks ago. Damn.
Uh-oh.
He did it during my show.
Why you didn't have me on the show then?
I didn't know he was going to do it. I never know when he's going to fucking sneak home for a quickie. I never know. He came home, and
well,
I'm
if you
doing
listen,
my show.
You need to sneak home for a quickie. I got about 10 more minutes.
But I got another caller. People got questions. I might be in trouble for this.
All right.
This caller. Hey, you on the air with Miss V and Miss Cleo. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you all doing today?
I'm all right. What's your question, sweetie?
Actually, I don't have a question. I just had a comment, man. You know, I just really wanted to you know, send peace and blessings to both of you all, you know, just as, you know, nowadays as black women, you know, a lot of black women are sexually repressed and, you know, people who express themselves like you two do, you know, in the industry or whatnot, you know, kind of get labeled. So I just kind of want to, you know, say peace to y'all and, you know, thank you for, you know, really just kind of expressing yourself sexually. And, you know, regardless of what anybody say, you know, you got fans out there who really respect your work and who love what you do. So,
oh,
you know, I just want to send that peace and blessings out to y'all.
Thank you. Much love to you too, babe.
No doubt.
Okay.
All right, peace.
Thank you.
Good night. You got to just love a real man. Just love a real man.
Yeah, I love a man who'll watch me eat a pussy, too. You know what? I really need to stop. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm gonna get a text message in a minute and talk about, okay, bitch, I can't get home.
So you need to bust a nut tonight. I'm going to need to get your man number so I can call him and tell him he need to bring his ass home.
I bust a nut every Tuesday. That's the whole thing. My listeners love me. I come every – see, my show, that's why it's V's After Dark, where everyone comes. Because I come every Tuesday night. For my listeners, at the end of my show, I do a live toy demo. I get off and they get off too. So they pull out their lube or whatever they need to, and we get off together for about 3 or 4 minutes.
Well, dang, how I missed that?
Oh, it's at the end of the show. That's how I close out my show. I close out
listening.
My show with that.
Let me hook me up so I can listen.
Oh, I have fun. If you go listen to the archive shows, I get better with time. I'm like wine.
Oh, shit, that's like me, girl. Don't watch out. Don't be stealing my stuff.
I be getting better. Well, you know what? Mature women have to do it. You know, I keep trying to tell everybody, when I hit 40, I found out what sex was. I think for the first 39 years, I wasn't horny. And I was like, damn. And I tell everybody, and I know if my daddy ever listened to this show or my mom, I'm going to be in trouble. Because my dad used to call my mom Peg Bundy. I kid you not. And because she wanted sex so much.
It's just a normal thing. I think my sex drive kicked in really at about 38. I just hit 44, and I'm knocking them out the box. When I say knocking them out the box, that song, make you tap out. Yeah, they tapping out. And they got most of them, at least 20 my seniors.
I was going to say, have you
and for those of y'all that are listening,
more?
Yes, I just turned 44, and I am not embarrassed to say it.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that because I'm 45. I had a birthday in July. I went to New Orleans and acted a fool.
Watch out.
But have you noticed the young boys look at you more? I tell these
all
young
of
boys,
them.
Oh, but you know what I love? I'm going to tell you what I love the most. When I go out, and I found out because I've been working out because I'm trying to get my waist back small. I tell them, I really don't care about nothing else. I just want the small waist. And I tell everybody.
Right.
I noticed that these young girls don't care about how they look no more. They think, you
they
know.
They don't.
So you know what I tell them? That's my inspiration. And when
they
I look
don't.
At the little young
I seen a girl
boy.
The other day, sometimes, listen, spandex was not made for everybody.
Woo, say that. Can you say it again?
Spandex is not made for everybody. Ladies, listen, I love my BBWs. Do not get me wrong. But know your shape and know what you look good in. Spandex is not for everybody, honey. You know what I'm saying? It is really not. And you have to know your body. You have to love yourself. I mean, you know what I mean? I love my body. I love the way my mama and my daddy made me, God made me. And I eat healthy. I eat right. I keep my shape tight. And shit, at 44, I still ain't got no stomach.
Well, I can't say that, but me and my kitchen got a good relationship. But I know why.
Mine too, girl, but it go all in my ass.
But no, mine come from stress. I tell everybody, mine comes from stress. So I know where mine come from, but I'm in really good shape because, you know, I run half marathons. So.
Oh, no, I don't do that. No, so I ain't doing none of that. See, I fuck half marathons. I ain't running no half marathons. It's bullshit.
That's why I tell everybody, I might be big, but bitch could get out there and run, okay? I just ran 12,000 steps.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Everybody got their own shape size. Like I say, I done been with some big girls. I done been with some little girls. I done been with big guys. I done been with little guys. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It really doesn't. It's how comfortable they are in their body and how comfortable you are with them.
But being comfortable on your body does not mean wear shit that don't look good on you. Just because they made it in your size don't mean that you should be wearing it, because the damn designers, y'all need to realize all that shit don't look cute on people. Like, I'm a skirt. I have to wear an A-line skirt. I tell everybody, I know what I have to wear if I want to look sexy the way I feel sexy. You won't see me out there. You know, the only time you see me in pants is when I'm running, because naturally, I mean, I got running skirts, but my thighs rub too much, so I got to have the pants that are a little bit longer. But ladies, I agree, but young girls, take this from a person who knows what's out there. And I'm going to speak from my experience. When your man is looking at me, he's not looking at me like he's looking at his mama. He's looking at me to fuck me, especially when I'm walking around with a corset and a skirt, especially when you're next to him. Quit giving up the damn pussy for free. That's the problem with these young girls. They figure, he dubbed me.
Can you repeat that again, Miss V, so they can hear that again? Say it one more time, please.
Quit giving out the pussy for free.
Amen.
Just because he's fucking you does not mean that he loves you. Let's get that clear. And if you are a size 1 or a size 100, people love who they love, but don't think that if you're fucking him for free and you ain't getting nothing in return, then it's a problem. And especially when you're young, when you get older, you know, I ain't going to lie, I make stupid mistakes. I'm not a saint. I make stupid-ass mistakes when it comes down to men. There is a stamp on my head that says, dumb men mistake here. But
I tell everybody. I got two stamps on each ass cheek, and that's what I stand for. If you want me to fuck you, you are going to pay me. Thank you.
But I tell young girls, quit giving it up, because I've had more 20-year-old boys, and I shouldn't even say boys because these motherfuckers, if it wasn't for the Mac, that I'm loyal to my man, I tell everybody, I'm loyal to him, but I'm faithful to my toys. Me and, you know, I don't fuck nobody but him. I tell everybody. But with that, young girls, ladies in general, if you see your man looking at a woman, for one, sometimes he just looking, men look. I look at men. Don't trip when a woman walks past and they look. Because sometimes it's just looking. I mean, shit. I've looked at another female and be like, damn, she look good. There's nothing wrong with looking. And sometimes ain't wrong with touching if your ass allow it.
At everybody. I be out with people. I look. Hell, I'm looking at everybody, men and women. Ain't nobody safe around me. Fuck that.
I tell them, shit, if I see a pussy, I mean, I can normally smell if they're bisexual. I don't do that damn thing. I don't do that bi-friendly shit, because I tell bi-friendly it's like a drink. And what the fuck, bi-friendly? Oh, I'm going to eat your pussy, but at the end of the day, you bisexual on the fucking weekend, because I think they got a term out there called bisocial. You know, like they said, them social drinkers, I'll tell them, if your ass is fucking bisocial, then you're bi-bi, because you're not like a motherfucking drink on the weekend. You're not going to be bisexual from Friday at 8 p.m. until Sunday at 7 p.m. And then you back straight. You know, you bisexual, you want me to eat your pussy. You say, oh, I'm bisexual, but I don't do women. Then, bitch, just say you want a bitch to eat your pussy. Be real with it. But at the end of the day, don't sit here and say that you're socially bi because you're not a fucking drink. And that's why you ain't getting your pussy ate. That's just what I tell them, you know, because I can smell a fake by bitch.
So
or the bitch who say, I want to have a threesome, but my man really wants this. Okay, bitch, if your man really wants this and you think that's going to keep him, then don't fucking do it. Because I tell him, I go scoping out, baby, I think her pussy look nice. I be on the damn websites. Damn, she got a big clit. Damn, she got a big ass. If the bitch ain't appealing to me, why the fuck am I going to bring her to my man? Because I read her, if I'm not happy, who gives a fuck?
Okay.
If he's happy. Because at the end of the day, I better be happy when we having sex. I don't do shit just to make him happy. We'll be happy together. But for damn sure, I ain't going to try to keep him with no damn sex.
Don't be selfish. Sometimes I ain't going to say that now. Sometimes I get off with my man getting off. I can go to sleep without a nut as long as I know he get off. So
yeah, but
I can't,
the whole
I can't
thing,
say that.
But I'm not doing it just to please. I'm not doing something that I don't want to do. And that's what I'm talking about. These women who really don't want to do it, but if I do this, I'll keep my man. Those are the ones
right.
I'm talking about.
Well,
you know?
I feel like this, and this goes out to the men and the women. I feel like this. You always talking about niggas going to strip clubs and niggas going here and strippers are hoes and porn bitches are hoes, but them niggas are the ones that are looking at us. So maybe you ought to take notes. You know what I'm saying? No, you ain't got to become a stripper, but maybe stop wearing his motherfucking T-shirt and boxers to bed and maybe wear some sexy-ass lingerie and maybe your life will be better and that nigga won't be in the strip club.
I tell everybody, I'm going to say this because I've been doing this shit for years. Ladies, and I don't mean go to Rainbow, take your ass to Macy's and you go there during the spring and the winter. You get you two coats. You get your winter coat and a spring coat, but you get you the long trench coat, the sexy ones. Go watch Sex and the City. Watch what fucking Carrie is wearing, them long-ass coats.
Flash it.
You get you one of them coats and some heels.
I
have
come
been
out
on
the airport like that, girl. Flash
I have been on the hood of cars. And I'm telling you, when you go to that motherfucker's house with that coat on, or even to your front door, and he said, baby, why you got the coat on? Come on. And you open up that shit, boom. And I've been doing this shit since I've been 20. So I know. If nothing else, the hood of cars. You know, I have perfected surprising a motherfucker at his job on the hood of a car. I done had motherfuckers say, damn, I think somebody on your car. And he come out, oh, shit, got to go home. That's right, bitch. We come back and get in my car. But you getting ready to get fucked. But people don't know, ladies don't know how to be sexy no more. It's all about, oh, well, you know, I just take it off. Nah, give them something to want.
Yep, yep.
I got one more caller because I know you got to go.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I got one more caller, then we're going to wrap this up.
All right, baby.
Let me take. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss V and Miss Cleo. What's your question, sweetie?
Hi, this is Randy.
Hey, Randy, what's
going
on?
Hi, Randy.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just came in, take a listen to your show, and they have a great topic. I like to ask you a question. It's sort of like
Who is you, baby?
I'm sorry.
Who are you referring to, Miss V or Miss Cleo?
Actually, both of you.
Okay.
Actually, both of you. It falls under the topic of porn movies. I like to do a little something, a little trivia for you. Can you name the film, the first and only film to have an all-black cast?
The first and only film to have an all-black cast?
All-black cast. I'll give you a little clue. It was made.
Was
in
I
the
in it?
No, it was made in the 70s. It was made.
Yeah, you had to pass
the
fire in your
my
mouth.
Time. Go ahead and say it.
I'm sorry.
I'm listening. Go ahead, baby. Finish. It was made in the 70s?
Yes.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I couldn't tell you.
I'd have got my ass beat looking at some porn back in the 70s.
The name of the film was Black Delilah.
Oh, yeah, that's
that.
Right. That was a good film, though. I liked it. That.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
I might have to bring that back around.
Yeah.
Maybe
you
could do
that?
A modern version of it.
I might have to do a little modern version of that. Yeah, thank you for that, man.
I haven't only seen that. The sad part is, I only seen that film one time. I mean, I don't think it's out on video or DVD or.
Well, you have to remember that back here, what was that, 2009, 2010, when we got all them sanctions and all them kind of stuff, where we had to take a lot of movies down and a lot of movies had to get burned and buried. Because they changed the laws about IDs and things of that nature for the girls, because they found out that a lot of girls that were doing porn were underage. So a lot of those movies that came out that had girls that you couldn't find IDs or they didn't have proper credentials and things of that nature had to be taken off the market.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yep.
I bet if I would have found it on, try to find it on Google, if I can Google a title, would they probably...
I doubt it. If it's one, like I said, if it's one of the films that got the boot, you won't be able to Google it. You won't be able to do nothing. You might be able to find somebody with on eBay or something like that with a vintage collection that might have it or something like that private. But nobody's selling those movies anymore. They'll go to jail. 5-year penalty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep, they got sticklers on us, babe.
Yes.
But it's for everybody's protection. I mean, that's the one thing. You don't want your 16 or 17-year-old up on
there. You know, it was a lot of girls out there that were underage, that were runaways, that just, you know, were working, just, you know, trying to make ends meet. And, you know, when they passed that law, they had to snatch a lot of films off the market.
Oh, my God. I bet in other words, if I were going to a sort of like a video store or DVD store to try to find it, say, good luck finding it.
Yeah, they'd probably be good luck with you. You'd probably, like I say, most likely you would have to probably go on eBay or something like that with some people that, you know, do collections, because you got a lot of people that do a lot of collections. And you might be able to get somebody to sell you a copy or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Probably the best thing to do.
All right. Any other question, honey?
Okay. I just wanted to know, since I missed part of it, because I was out doing a little karaoke, but I just came back. I just wanted to know how long you've been in the business, and shall I say, what is your specialty?
I've got a big ass. That's my specialty.
Yes, it is.
I've been in the business since 2004. I guess you would say I'm known for my ass clapping and just having a very small waist and a very big natural butt. Let me throw that in there. Natural.
Natural.
But,
okay.
that's about it. I've been in the business a little bit. Still going strong though.
Are you in part of a sort of like a series of movies, like movies that turned into a series?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
I know I do. I know I am in Evasive, and I do have my Evasive All Star collection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Might want to check that out too.
Okay.
All
you have to do is Google Miss Cleo Porn Star, and they'll pull up all my movies.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me ask something. How many movies have you appeared between 2004 and now?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think in between 100 and maybe 150. I don't know. I've done a lot of films.
That's not bad. Not bad. Between 2000, that's not bad. 150, it's not bad. Not bad for movies.
Yeah, but I'm still going strong, so that number's adding.
Oh, okay. Wow. I just wanted to call in and try. I mean, I'm really enjoying Miss V's show. I mean, I figured I'd give it a shot for the third time.
She's wonderful. She's wonderful. I love her.
I mean, I know it's Tuesday night between 9 and 11. I just figured, nah, I got to call her tonight. I have to call her tonight.
You're going
to
come with me tonight,
Randy?
Well,
you
got
to listen to the ending, so make sure you don't get off. You still listen to the ending, because I hear she has a pretty nice show at the end.
I never get off the phone at the end. Nah, I always, I never, ever, ever.
He's been coming with me for about a month now. He actually came with me on
the end. He might get off on the end, but he's not getting off the phone on the end.
I'm not getting off the phone. No.
Well, Randy, I'm going to put you back on hold, sweetie, because I got to let Miss Cleo go because she got some things to take care of.
Yeah.
But thank you for calling.
No problem.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I got to, you know what, because I don't want to take up all your time. I got to thank you for calling in. And you know what, we got to chit-chat. You know what, we got to do like a part two of this, do like a, when you got some more time, girls interview.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
yes,
conversation, because I don't do interviews. I have a conversation. Let's get that clear.
Well, all you got to do is hit me up and let me know when you're ready. And you know I'm here, and I'm always willing to talk.
But let everybody know how, you know, I'm going to let you go. Tell everybody how they can contact you, what projects you got coming up, your Instagram, your Facebook, Twitter, however you want people to find you.
If anybody needs to hit me for just to talk to me or anything, I'm on Twitter at Miss Cleo Triple X Star. My Instagram is the same, Miss Cleo Triple X Star. If you need to book me for anything, you can hit my email at MissCleoXXXStar@gmail.com, or you can hit my management team. It's KDM Management, and that's at gmail.com also.
And I got to thank you for coming on. Like I said, you know, if you're in New
Jersey. I love
you,
Ms. V. You know that, baby. You know that.
I know, and we got to hang. If you're in Vegas, definitely we got to hang this time because I'm going
to. I'm coming back to Vegas. That is already a definite. We're already setting that up already, so we're going to have to go out and do some things. I got a couple of club appearances I would like for you to come with, and maybe you can tape some things for your show.
Oh, well, you know what? Just let me know. Actually, I don't know what time I land on that Wednesday, but let's see. I already got my hotel. I ain't telling y'all where I'm staying at. I'll tell Miss Cleo, but hotel already set up. I already got my pass, you know, trade pass.
Okay.
So actually, I'm a definite lock-in.
Actually, I'm thinking about trying to come up to New Jersey for the expo.
Well, definitely. We're going to have fun. I'm broadcasting the show live. So 3 days live, and I'm doing a seminar. How to pick your favorite toy. Oh, yeah, Exotic. Me and Exotica having fun this year. We're doing some things in the next few weeks.
Well, I'm definitely going to be in there, girl. Shoot, I'll be sitting in there helping you set up.
Well, I want to thank you, and, you know, as usual, you know, keep that ass big, you know. Play with that clip.
Keep that pussy wet.
I was going to say, play with that clip for me.
Hey.
Well, I'll see you later, sweetie, and thank you for
calling.
I love
you, baby. You have a good night, and thanks,
too.
Everybody, and thank you for having me on your show, babe.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God, you guys, that was Miss Cleo. So you guys know I don't have no good sense. Anybody who's ever heard my show know that, you know, this is just my nonsense. As they say, if you want to know how I feel about something, call me. But I'm going back to Randy, if he don't mind, because I got a question for Randy. I knew Cleo had to get off. She had some things to do. But, Randy, before I bring you back on, you know, this is my question. I'm actually going to play you guys a little song, you know, because, you know, we still got to take care of some stuff. But the question, so, Randy, think about this. Watching porn while having sex, what do you think about it? But I want to thank everybody for calling in. Remember, we still got 40 minutes, so you guys don't go nowhere. But I'll be back in a minute.
You get it wet enough, and the mic get up. Lick it, lick it, lick it like a peppermint swirl. yeah, we can fuck till the bed break. Fuck you till your pussy ain't think about that, but right now, girl, master. Stay for a nigga, rubber cookie in the club, stop wearing about the mother hoes. It's me and your world.
Oh, my God. I know y'all say, where the fuck did this bitch find songs where all she's talking about is pussy and dick and getting wet? That's just what I do. But I'm going to go back to Randy. Randy being put on the spot. So y'all know I always put somebody on the hot spot. So, Randy, I hope you prepare because I'm getting ready. We can have a conversation. You there, Randy?
I'm still here.
You know I put my people on the damn hot spot. So what's been going on, baby? You know, I know you didn't get a chance to hear all of the show, but you know you can always listen to archives.
Yes.
Because, you know, I don't, like I tell everybody, y'all know, for those of y'all who don't know, I don't do interviews. I have this problem with interviews. I think interviews are boring. I ask a few questions, but I like having conversations because I think, what do you guys prefer? Do you like it better when I do an interview or do you like it better when I just have a conversation? What you like, Randy?
I like a conversation. I like conversations.
So you just feel like you eavesdropping in on what I'm talking about, huh?
Well, you say you don't do interviews.
I don't. I have a problem. Even though I say they're an interview, I like having conversations. Because I think when you do interviews, you ask the same boring-ass questions. What's your name? What you been doing? I'm sure that everybody got the same questions. I tried, when I first started doing this, I tried doing interviews. I can't do it.
No.
I guess I shouldn't say I can't do it. I can do anything I choose to do. I think that so many people are doing interviews that having a conversation is better. Because you get a chance, for one, you don't have a script, and two, when it's more off the cuff, it's like so much fun because you never know what's going to come First of all, you never know what the hell is going to come out my mouth. I never know. I don't. So, you know, if the person wants to take 2 hours, you know, when you have a conversation, you're not really on a timeline.
Right.
When interview, you're on a timeline and you have to get this done in this amount of time. When you have a conversation,
right,
if you know the person has to go, you can have a short conversation, you can have a long conversation, you can say, we're going to come back. Interviews, it's kind of hard to do part two of an interview. Because it's like, okay, where do you pick up at 3 months later? But you can have a conversation and say, hey, you going to come, you know, let's have this conversation later on. And people like
right.
it. So, but my tonight's topic was watching porn while having sex. What do you think about that, Randy?
Watching porn while having sex. I think, personally, I think it's fun. I mean, first, you know, you watch the movie, you know, it has a storyline, then you get the storyline, then you get the fucking and sucking and all that other bullshit.
Do you take pointers from porn?
I'm sorry?
Yes, but it's not my. Do you take pointers from the movies?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I have fun. I'll look at a movie, I'll be like, damn, I'll be fucking. I'm going to get in so much trouble. I don't give a shit. I'll deal with it. I'll be watching. We'll have it up on TV. Like we watch porn like on everything, on our computers, on our phones. So
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have my damn phone in my hand. I know he's gonna kill me for that. But I've been we are fucking freaks. That's why nobody knows who I'm with, because we're fucking freaks, and we have fun. I mean, don't let us be fucking, and he'll be like, answer that text message. I don't know about you, but it's hard fucking and texting. I kid you not. Especially since I don't have my Bluetooth in, because I have it
mm-hmm.
where I could talk, I could do that talk text. He
uh-huh.
won't let me do that. He wants me to actually type. So
that's sort of like impossible, don't you think?
It's not really impossible, but when you're getting your pussy ate or something, or when you're being banged, that shit is difficult. You'd be like, damn, what was I getting ready to type? Boom. That's how I'd be. He'd be like, say this. I'd be like, well, fuck, you know, and sometimes if I make a mistake and hit the mic, then
mm-hmm.
it'll pick up that I said, oh, fuck, and they'll
yeah.
type it. So I tell everybody, that's why I get in trouble, because whenever he hears my show, he'll be like, why the fuck did you say that? I'll be like, it be true. You know, thank goodness nobody know who he is. I'd be in trouble. I mean, I can imagine the looks that he would get, like, damn, you be banging that bitch and having her text. I mean, we watch porn. I tell him, I really want him to fuck a bitch while I'm on the air. That's my, I'm serious. I'm serious. If I could find a bitch, a good one, I want to be on the air while he's fucking her. And I want to glance
yeah.
over, because I can see my bed. I can see my bed from where my office is at.
Yeah.
I want to watch him bang a bitch while I'm on the air.
I like to say one thing that I did, and a good thing I didn't get caught. How about the girl, let's say you're in a dark movie theater, a dark porn theater, and watching a movie. You bring a girl out, and you have her giving you a blowjob while you're watching the movie. You watching the movie while the girl gives you a blowjob. I mean, you might as well just do it old school. I mean, I don't think they do that.
I'm fucking so sick while people driving, I mean. I know that's illegal. No, I found out that's illegal. Did you know that?
Okay.
It's illegal to give a blowjob while the person is driving. It is. It's illegal.
Yeah.
I did not know that. You know what? Because it's considered like a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And normally when people are doing that, it's normally for money. So they look at it as at least like it's a form of public indecency. And here in Michigan, any type of public nudity, especially if you're having sex in public, is a crime. I mean, you actually have to go into the sex offender registry.
Yeah.
If you and your partner, and I'm not talking about you and a prostitute, I'm talking about you and your partner. Let's say that y'all in a freaky mood and you decide that, let's give something real tame. You're in your driveway and you got the gate closed, but you don't,
yes.
y'all just can't make it to the house. The car is there. The gate's closed. Let's say you got one of them privacy fences. if you're fucking in your driveway on the hood of your car at your house,
mm-hmm.
here in Michigan, you can be charged with a CSC because that's a crime, which means you have to go into a sex offender registry for fucking your man or your woman at your home on your car.
What about if the gates closed? I mean, like,
even if it's
closed
because you're outside, you're not allowed to do it here. You can't have sex no place in public. You cannot have sex in public here. So, like, all of us who are used to fuck at the drive-in, I mean, I'm guilty, bitch. I don't know. I think I did so much fucking at the drive-in and at the park. I know they're going to say, what is this bitch addressing when she's doing this? Okay, I was a teenager, and I will not let y'all know my real name. That's why y'all don't know it. But,
mm-hmm.
no, Tanya, I mean, my very first car was a Pinto, so I learned. you don't know how good you can fuck until you get into a back of a Pinto.
Wow. Speaking of movies that had a blowjob, have you ever heard of a movie called Black Neighbors? It was made, I know it was made in 1974. It was the first porn film I ever saw in my lifetime. I saw it when I was 17 years old, and the first part of the movie, it was the black couple. The wife was giving him a blowjob while driving. That's the first part. I mean,
you're gonna have to like text me. Wait a minute, on my Twitter, you're gonna have to just give me a damn list of movies that you're gonna have to DM me that stuff. I'm like, you done brought up some good movies. I'm gonna be looking up movies and everything. They can be talking about Miss Vietnam became a porn. Well, I already got porn, so I shouldn't say I'm gonna be collecting porn. I like girl on girl porn though. I'm not. You know what? Unless I know y'all gonna say I'm a freak. Yes, I am. I love. Now I will say I get into this little phase every now and then. I gotta watch DPs, but the DP gotta be done right. It can't be one of them phony ones. It's
right.
Gotta be done real right. So I'm really funky about watching a DP,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not into watching like regular sex. I like watching girls. I think when I like watching threesomes, I'm that bitch who gotta watch the bitch getting fucked in her ass while she eating a pussy. You know, she got to have, like, a pussy up on her face, and she got to be chowing down, not that fake, you know, licking. I mean, fucking grab the damn clit, suck in her mouth, suck on that bitch, put a clamp on it while he banging her on her ass, and he got to be banging, not just holding.
I got to hear her. I mean, if it's that way, if a girl getting fucked in the ass and while she eating her pussy, I want to hear everything. None of that, I mean, that fake bullshit. I mean, some of those movies, especially the ones in the 70s, they have dubbed voices on. They don't use their real voices. You ever notice that sort of thing?
Yeah, they do voiceovers. They still have people who do voiceovers, believe it or not, especially when you get to some of the bigger studios. And this is what people have told me, not to anything I know, but depending on the way a movie was filmed, especially if you're talking about like some of the features where they're actually full-length movies,
mm-hmm.
Even the movies that are actually in the theaters, you know they have to go back over and sometimes redo the voice because maybe the filming didn't catch or the sound in the background wasn't right. So,
right.
You know, plus they add the music and stuff in. So it's real easy to go back in, especially if you could catch it. And now with the technology, you could get it lined up just right. But
mm-hmm.
they, you know, even now they're still doing some voiceovers, especially when it comes down to some of the noises, because you could look at some of these movies and be like, oh, hell no, you know that's not her. Because you'd be like, that ain't happening.
I think they should do away with the voiceovers. I mean, just use their real voice. I mean, bad enough they do it back in the 60s and 70s and shit.
Well, they still, you know what, a lot of times it is their real voice, but it's because, I put it like this. I know if I were to be filmed, and I'm speaking to me personally, since I don't do films, but, like, right now, I've got my air conditioner going. I don't know where you're at, but for whatever reason, the powers that be felt that 95 fucking degrees in Detroit was the thing to do for today and tomorrow. Therefore, I'm comfortable, so I have an air conditioner blowing on me. Well, you remember that a lot of times when they're doing these scenes, even the adult scenes, they have a lot of lights and stuff around them. And
yes.
With them lights, it's hot as hell. And you might have, even though you've got people quiet, as you know, they say quiet on the set, But if it's hot in there and, you know, people require some air, then you might have an air conditioner going. Well, air conditioner, depending on what type it is, as quiet as you try to have it, when you go and play that back, you'll be like, wow, that's distracting as hell. And it could actually drown out a person, even if they're a loud person, just because you pick that up. So a lot of times when you're talking about doing voiceovers, it's not so much as to anything else, but they want the clarity and the noise, and you don't want to hear that fan that's going on, or air conditioner that's going. That's why a lot of times when I do my show, other than tonight, I try not to have anything going. Tonight,
right.
I was like, fuck it. I got to have the air conditioner going. Y'all will hear the air conditioner blowing directly on me because it's, like I said, somebody
it
may
must
be
crazy. Must be a quiet air conditioning because I certainly don't hear a thing but you.
Well, like I said, it's blowing on me, but I have a good headset also. I mean, I, as they say, I don't use a regular headset. But, like, it's 10:35 in the evening, and it's 82 fucking degrees here. If I didn't have this air conditioner going, even though I've got central air going, I got additional air going. If I didn't have this going, I'd be like, oh, God, I'm hot. Because I have bronchitis. So humidity and everything, that's it. I get sick. So for me, I have to have that going. But when you look at being on a movie set, and I can only imagine, you know, nobody's invited me on a set yet. Anybody who's listening, I promise I'll be quiet. I will. I promise I'll be quiet. No, but I would love to. You know what? I want to get into producing. So I was talking to some people earlier because I think Michigan, I think we have a big adult industry here, but it's so underground because you have people who don't want to film right. And when I say they don't want to film right, just like, I mean, Vivid is out there. You know, when you go to, everybody knows, you know, the nickname for LA is Porn Valley. You know,
right.
And because of everything that's going on, especially with the regulations out there, I think the Midwest needs a porn movie capital here. You know, we got and I'm serious. And when I say that, I've been actually researching it because I would love to produce some content, and I would love to do it here, and I would love to have a nice studio. I don't want to do a random house. I would love to have a studio where I've purchased maybe a building and converted some of the apartments into actual studios, you know, because a lot of filming is done in apartments and houses. You got to have that realistic scene, and why not buy a building and do it and actually be your studio where you could walk in, have your regular offices, you know,
still
run a business, but have that film content where you don't have to worry about trying to transport film back and forth in cameras, and it works out better. That's just my opinion.
Right. Well, let me ask you another question. Do you have any porn theaters in Detroit? Because where I'm from, Baltimore, we only have one porn theater in the entire state of Maryland, which still exists today. They still show porn movies. The only difference is they don't show the 16mm stuff. I mean, it's 2013. I mean, they don't show that stuff anymore.
I was going to say, you know what? I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I think, and I'm going to say this real vaguely, I think that we still have, I know that we have some adult bookstores where you can watch some films, and I think they do, like, the shows there. But I don't know. I mean, I used to know where a couple of them were. And like I said, I'm not gonna say for sure, and I don't want to put a city on blast because I don't want somebody to come and say, you said we have this in this city and we don't have it. So I'm not going to say the city, but I think there's one close to me, if I'm not mistaken, that is nearby me. And I think that it still is a theater. I know that we have, I don't know, Deja Vu is a national chain, and I know that we have a few Deja Vus here in the state of Michigan. Where I think from the last time I went to a Deja Vu, because I know they have an adult toy store in there, and I know that the girls are all nude, and I think they have a section where they have films, but I could be wrong. But I know they're a national, you know, they're a franchise all over the country. They're not just restricted to Michigan.
I think movie theaters are sort of like, porn movie theaters are sort of like dying as we speak.
Well, everybody's watching it on the internet, but see, you know what? it's become seedy. And when I say seedy, you've got so many people, you know, I think probably it'd be safer to go to a porn theater than it would what's on the internet, because you've got so many people stalking.
Yes.
And when I say stalking, I'm talking about these people who think that it's okay to go after children, you know,
right.
Which for the any motherfucker that's listening to my show, I'm not the bitch that you want to tell that you like young kids.
Right.
I will be the one who will fuck you up. Yes, I said that on the air. But, I mean, I just said I think that's the most disgusting thing. Anybody who goes after children, period. It's
right.
It's too many men and women, and when I say this, I'm being literal. It's too many motherfuckers out here tossing the dick and pussy for free to go after anybody under the age of 18. Let's keep it real. You know,
yes.
You got motherfuckers who will suck your dick just for GP, be it a man or a woman. And there's no need to go after anybody's child, be it your own child, somebody else's child. I think you motherfuckers are the most disgusting thing on this earth. That is horrible, and it's sick. And I can tell you there are very few people that I say that I just can't stand, but you know what? There's a special place in hell for you. Now that I've gotten that out of my system.
Well, I agree with you 100% on that.
It's just too much out here. I mean, shit. There is no need to go after no child. And I don't, you know, when people say, well, they liked it or they wanted it, how the fuck does a child consent to having sex with you? I haven't figured that out. Because I can tell you, when I was under the age of 18, I don't care how much I was taught, if I would have had, and thank goodness I haven't had that happen, but if I had a adult approach me and tell me to take off my clothes and there was somebody who I respected, and I'm not talking about some stranger, even though I was told not to, I think that I would be like some of these other kids, you know, like, I got to do it, you know, because that person is still an authority. And I don't know if people understand that. They keep saying, well, children should tell. But when you look at it from the standpoint of a child, we tell our children to listen to authority figures. And that authority figure doesn't necessarily have to be a friend of the family. It could be the pastor of the church. It could be the principal of the school. You know, it could be a police officer. It could be a crossing guard. And mm-hmm. we forget that when we tell our children, we contradict ourselves when we say, if somebody touches you, tell me that they touched you. But then we tell
right.
them to respect the authority. And you can't expect the child to have the level of knowledge that we want them to have. And they may know it's wrong, but if that person says, don't tell nobody, I can tell you right now, there's stuff that goes on in my home, and I'm sure as a parent, any parent would agree with this. I tell my children, don't nobody know what the fuck needs to happen in my house. Don't you go tell your grandma. Don't go tell your granddaddy. Now, true enough, it's more because I don't want people knowing my fucking business. But how many times have you heard parents say that? I mean, and that's not just my generation. It's from generation to generations. Don't tell people my motherfucking business. Don't you go out, and I don't care who you are. People say all the time, quit telling my business to the neighbors. Don't tell my business to your grandma. Don't tell my business to your granddaddy. Don't tell it to my cousin, your aunt, your uncle, whatever. But then we tell them to respect authority. So when another person tells them not to tell, well, mommy and daddy told me not to tell this, so when this person tells me not to tell, I'm not going to tell.
Right, right.
We've got to teach our children right. I mean, my son and daughter were, I think that I taught them very well. We've had open conversations. And I think the difference is that if you have an open conversation about sex, not just let me know if somebody touches you, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
When you have a conversation, like I said, we talk about sex. We have very open conversations about sex. You know, my son and daughter will tell you they don't tell me everything, but I've had my daughter ask me questions, and she's come to me because she knows that I do have some of the answers, and if I don't have them, I'll look them up and I'll try to get her an answer. And I have adult children, so I tell everybody, this is not about a teenager coming to me, but because I've always had conversations with my children, I've never had to worry about if somebody's going to put their hands on them, because I tell everybody, my children will tell you, put your hands on one of my children, expect to fucking die, period. You know, it's that's what's going to happen. You know, I'll deal with the consequences of my actions, but don't put your hands on my children. And my son and daughter will tell you. They tell me. Because for one, they be like, I'm telling my mom. And they tell people a lot of times, I'm going to tell my mom. I'm calling my mom. As an adult, my daughter tells people, you know what, I'm just going to let my mom know what's going on. That's what she does. I think people hate when she says that because I'd be like, what the fuck you say to my daughter? Let me get this shit clear. So I'm like, mom, I am the true mom up there. I'm the one, you know, most people call, you know, kids call their brothers and their sisters. I'm calling my mom. Like, damn, she called her mom. And I know I'm like that because my mom and dad will say, you know what, we tell people we giving them your name. I'm serious. People, like, tell people they telling me. I'm like the bad bitch. I'm the big bad bitch. My mom and dad, if something going on, you know what, we just going to tell our daughter. We know how to deal with this shit. We telling our daughter on you. So, since we've always had an open conversation, I tell people, hell, I had an open conversation. You know, I have no problem being the person that they say I'm calling and telling.
Yeah.
My daughter, people who know me and know her, or people who know her knows that she says she's calling her mom, boom, it's on and popping. My mom and dad know if they tell people they're calling me because the shit ain't right, it's on and popping. You
right.
know? So if people had more relationships like that with their children, you wouldn't have people touching them. Because I tell you, like I said, my mom and daddy tell people, you know. And yes, I said my mom and daddy for folks listening. She said her daddy. Yeah, my daddy. I have a daddy.
Hey, sometimes it's the neighbors. Some of the neighbors have been around for about 40 or 50 years. They know about these things too.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of like the eyes and ears of the neighborhood.
And I live in one of those neighborhoods. My neighbors can tell you when I come in. Well, I take that back. They can't tell you because they said I'm one of the most private people around.
Mm-hmm.
If they only knew what the hell I did up in this house.
I mean, I can remember when I was 5 or 6 years old looking at these 60 or 70-year-old people. I'm afraid of them. I mean, if I would have done something wrong, say, the neighbor would say, Randy had done something wrong. You know, he called my mom up, and I'm afraid for those people.
No, huh? My teacher called. I had a teacher call on me. I had took some money out of my – see, I was raised where you – I've been saving money since, like, I've been 5 years old. So I had to put money in this – I had a pickle jar. They had cut a slit in the lid, and I had to save money. And
right.
I wanted some candy from the penny store, which across the street from my school. I was only six. I took money out the pickle jar. Now, granted, it's my money. And I bought candy. And
right.
I gave some to my classmates. You know, the teacher called my grandmother and told her what I did. I got my butt beat for taking my own money to buy some candy.
Oh,
so
damn,
teacher,
grandmothers don't play.
And then we had this neighbor, God rest her soul, her name is Miss Green. Miss Green told on everybody. She was like the woman on the stoop. Miss Green saw everything. You'd be like, how Miss Green? And she had a big mold. Oh, my God. She had this big-ass mold with hair coming out of it. And I think all old people back then, you had an old person on every street that had a big mold with hair.
Yes, I know. I've seen those people. Yes, yes, yes.
And Miss Green,
yes.
She was real. She was nice. But she tell on you. I had
Miss Green. She'll rat on you.
Miss Green told
on
everybody. I remember Miss Green. And Miss Green had a husband. And you know what? Them folks never had children. Because I remember every single street and I haven't really lived on a lot. But where my grandmother lives at, I won't say what state she live in. But she no longer lives in that house. She moved into her other house.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's got like 4 or 5 houses in one city.
Right.
So, but when she moved out of her one house, but that was where Miss Green was. But the house that I grew up in, which is also one of her houses, like we had, I don't want to say their name, but like my mom and my aunt grew up with the neighbors. This family was so big that the youngest is like a year younger than me. And one of the oldest is like my mama and my aunt's age. And these people, they all know me. They still live there. So my children actually grew up around these people. But all, even on that street, woman with the mold, I was like, oh, my God, I can't do shit nowhere. So any of my grandmother's houses that I went to, it was always the old lady with the mold who told on you. And she, and then to this day, these people still know me. I pull up, now they're talking about how I drive. They're like, yeah, you got that license. I remember when you got your license. You still don't know how to slow down. I'll be like, damn, ain't you there yet? I'd be like, damn. I'd be looking
like I said, eyes and ears.
No, but I'm
eyes
serious.
Eyes and ears in the neighborhood.
It's like 40 years. I'd be like, damn, your ass ain't dead yet. I don't tell them that because you don't wish nobody dead. But you're like, wow. And they still look the same. You're like, wasn't you like 100 when I was little?
Well, he would have been dead by now.
Yeah.
If they were 100 when they were little.
Well, you know, we don't never know nobody's age. We think everybody old when we little. But you're like, damn, wasn't you like 100 when I was little? You still ain't dead yet? Shit. Talking about
you
drive.
What do you
think?
You know, the Japanese? The Chinese or something? Jeez.
Oh,
they can live through their 120.
We got folks around us who's still alive. Folks know me from, I grew, like I said, I can't say because people don't know what I'm talking about, but I grew up around a lot of gamblers. And the city that I grew up in, I grew up in a gambler facility. That's the best way to put it. It was a legal one. So everybody who's thinking, no, I did not grow up around illegal gambling, but there was gambling. I won't say what type, but it was legal gambling going on. So I grew up and I was known because children were allowed in that facility that I went to. And people to this day know who I am. They even remember when I was pregnant with my son and saw me because I went up in there gambling while I was pregnant. I won like $200 that day, too. I made a bet. I was like, looking for my grandmama.
See, I grew up around drunks in my neighborhood.
You know, no, I'm talking about family members. We are a lot of people in my family gamble. I didn't really, you know what, I can say we didn't have drunks. Well, we probably had them, but because we like them closet drunks, we don't really drink a lot. I'm serious. We like them folks. We drink around family, but as far as like being out on the streets and stuff, people wouldn't know it. We still like
sure.
that. I mean, we get around family. We are lit, but when we around strangers, we be like, really? You know, we got to be real comfortable. I said, we're one of those families. We have to be real comfortable to drink around you because we always, you know, you can't act a fool around everybody. Family know how stupid
yeah.
you are. I guess you would call us like closet drunks. Cause we...
I remember some of those drinks. I mean, back in Boone's Fawn or Richard's Wild Owls Rose Wine and
gasoline.
Yeah, I remember though. I mean, 6 or 7 years old, I remember that shit. Morgan David, My Dog 2020, Boone's Fawn, Ripple.
See, I heard about Ripple. I remember Ripple only from watching Sanford and Son. I never seen it. So, yeah, y'all, I'm talking about, I watched, Fred Sanford drank Ripple. That was his drink. I never saw Ripple.
You never saw Ripple?
Saw Ripple. I've seen Wild Out. I actually, for my prom, now I'm going to get in, my mom ain't listening. I got drunk on my prom night because everybody's talking about having that Wild Irish Rose. I spent the night throwing up after I drank it because I didn't know about it. I didn't drink. The hardest drink I had ever drank up until my prom was Golden Champagne. You know, but I was like, okay, I got to have some Wild Irish Rose. That shit is gasoline. And I've never drank any since then.
Mad Dog 20. Yeah, I remember those.
Mad Dog 2020 tastes like Kool-Aid. At least when I was little, I got drunk off that when I was like 4 because they had it sitting out. No, I'm serious because it looks like Kool-Aid too. So I thought it was Kool-Aid. I thought it was Kool-Aid. So when they found out I drank it, I didn't even get in trouble because I was so young because I really didn't know. I thought it was Kool-Aid. And they joke about how they figured out that that's what happened because I had a little cup and I was drinking and it was purple like the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I was drinking Kool-Aid because I, you know, it's some Kool-Aid. I go, give me some Kool-Aid, and I'm drinking it because I said, can I have some Kool-Aid? And somebody said, yeah. And
you probably say, this is good stuff. It's good
and
stuff.
You know what? I was stumbling around. I don't remember. I was like 4. I done got all off topic. You know, I'm going down memory lanes. That's just how old I am. But see, that's why I like to have a conversation.
Yeah.
I guess what? Next week is going to be a good show. You know, I'm down to my last few minutes. Got to talk about next week's show. Next week, I'm actually going to have the owner of Simply Slick. And it's a new lube that's coming out. I'm the first person that's actually talking to the owner of this company. But this lube, what I'm loving about it, and hopefully I'll have some in my possession before next week's show, it's made in the U.S., and I'm like all about U.S.-made products. And this stuff has been approved by the FDA. So I'm going to be talking to him, and I'm going to find out what makes his lube better than everybody else's. Why should my listeners go buy his lube? And we're going to have a nice conversation. So next week is going to be a little tame because, you know, I can't get all up in his sexy-ass business. I might ask him a couple of sex questions because I don't think you could sell lube and not have sex, especially from what I read about the bio about his girl getting dry. I got to go back and reread it because it's on their website, but I think it was something about a chemist doing his girl and her getting dry. But I got to reread it so I don't interpret it wrong. But, you know, it's going to be a short interview, but it's going to be an educational. So next week's show will be good. But, Randy, guess what I'm doing?
Yeah.
For anybody who wants to go to Exotica, New Jersey, because I'm going to be there from this week until next this week. For the next 3 weeks, for everyone once a week who buys, not everyone, let's rephrase it. For the next 3 weeks, I will be giving out one free pass to Exotica, Edison, New Jersey. This is the last Exotica of the year. The catch is that you have to go onto the V's After Dark website and buy the Who is V 2013 calendar. And when you buy the calendar, you put in the comment section, Exotica 2013 contest with your name, address, and a phone number. And one person for the next 3 weeks, starting Tuesday, September 17th, will win. Now, if I don't sell no calendars, then nobody wins. So for those of y'all who say I didn't announce a winner, yes, if no calendars are sold, can't announce a winner that week, right? So.
Right.
But this is a one-day VIP pass. Retail value of $69.99. You cannot exchange it for cash. You got to get your own way to Edison, New Jersey. But getting in there, I will be broadcasting the show live for 3 days. I'm also doing one of the Friday seminars of how to pick the perfect sex toy. So we're going to have fun. That's October 4th through the 6th. So in 3 weeks, I'll be there. But it's time for our live toy demo. And this week's toy demo is the 10-function Mystic Wand. It's available on the homepage for $45. And I want everybody to sit back and, Randy, sit back and listen and come with me.
I will.
Okay, you guys. I hope you guys enjoy because you know I'm going to have fun. And for those of you who want to know, I'm using the dolphin hood because you guys know how much I love the dolphin. So with that said,
Crazy, sexy.
I hope you guys enjoyed this shit, damn. I will talk to you guys. Damn. Next week. And until then, have fun, everyone. I know I did. Bye.